There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right. Looking, by the way, hi, I'm Sean. This is Midday Mobile. Sure glad you're here. Sure hope you get the my gift to you this Christmas season, the FM Talk 106.5 app. Hopefully you've downloaded it, but if not, go get your gift. It's waiting for you over at Google Play and the App Store. Just look for FM TALK 1065. I mean, streaming the station, of course. Plus, it's the first place our podcast posts. It's just the way it works out. It is the fastest way to get the podcast. 55 hours a week of live local programming that comes from our studios right here at Airport and 65. Locally owned radio station, local host, local, a local app. I mean, it's on the web, but it's our app. You can check that out, and you can get our show schedules on there, get latest traffic information, weather information, plus that talkback feature lets you leave us a message to play back on the air. All that stuff is on the FM Talk 106.5 app. So, yeah, you got a second with your smartphone there. Just go to wherever you get your apps, and it's free. Just type in FM TALK 1065. See our logo? That's us. Download the app, and then tell me what you think about it. It's really, I use it daily. Even sometimes walking from the vehicle into the studio here, where, of course, in our station, you can hear the station. But if I got to walk in there and I don't want to miss something that's I can listen to it as I walk in, or if I'm walking around the neighborhood or whatever. So check it out. All right. I started looking at this when Congressman Carl talked about his first bike, the Playboy. The Schwinn plate, which cracked me up. Now I want one of those. But I started looking. What was your... Dalton, do you remember? Maybe it wasn't as big a deal what your first bike was. I remember getting my Schwinn Scrambler. Okay, Schwinn Scrambler. Actually, I had a bike before that, but it was like a secondhand hand-me-down. But the first bike that was like mine, like new one, the Schwinn Scrambler. This would have been circa maybe 82, 83. Somewhere in there, 82, 83, had the mag. It was the B, and I'm air quoting here, y'all, because when we were kids, if you're in my age demo, you know what I'm talking about. It was the BMX bike. It was the one that could do all the stuff. It had the mags on it, right? But it had like a hybrid banana. It was still kind of a banana seat. It was a bigger regular seat. I remember like loving the bike, but being worried that the seat was too big. Everybody else was riding the Predator. Who made the Predator? That was the other BMX bike. That was like the real popular one. But I mean, the Scrambler with a little bit of modifications went a long way. Do you remember your first bike? What was your first, like, the first, like, Christmas morning kind of bicycle? Do you remember that kind of excitement of getting the, gosh, I'm right now having a little senior moment here, right? Where I'm remembering back in the days, and Grant says the Mongoose, yes. Okay, Predator was made by Schwinn, but I didn't get the... Okay, so Predator by Schwinn. I thought it was somebody else, but that must be the Mongoose I'm thinking about. So, yeah. Mongoose on there. The Predator. And the Scrambler. What other... It was just a big deal. I don't know if anything... Like, when we got our kids their bikes, they were... I mean, it was... Like, they were happy. I mean, they didn't hate it or anything, but it wasn't like... It was like being given the keys to the kingdom when we got the BMX bike. I mean, no sooner did you get the BMX bike that you try to find any kind of piece of plywood to prop up to ramp it. Because now, of course, now you'd seen the, you know, advertisements in the magazines for it, and you had the BMX bike, so you could do anything. Jump over houses with the thing. It was... Let's see. Maximus says orange BMX with the streamers, and we didn't wear a damn helmet. No, we didn't. But if anybody had streamers on there, you cut them off, right? Did you keep them? Tim says Huffy cheater slick with banana seat. See, I was trying to get, I remember saving up money to take the hybrid banana off there. Ashley was rolling hard here. Ashley says, my first bike was called the Desert Rose, and I had a Snoopy bell on it and a banana seat. Girl bike. Such a girl bike, Ashley. For good reason, I know. A Hutch Redline GT. Aaron says a Huffy. Which model Huffy, though? You got to know. I mean, remember, like, when that first bicycle was such a big deal, not only did you know the brand, but you knew what model you had. You knew it. I mean, I remember having friends that wouldn't even talk about the make. They just, you know, oh, I rode over here on the Mongoose. Let's see. The Predator made by Schwinn. GT Haro Redline MT Racing. No streamers. Holy cow. Maximus says, I rode it out the back of an 18-wheeler trailer and about broke my arm. Hey, Sean, I bet you never put playing cards in the spokes with clothespins, did you? Made it sound like a motorcycle. I did not. I'm familiar with the idea, but I did not. Ash had the Huffy Wildfire, and the sister had the Huffy... Oh, wow, this tells me something, Ash. Ash had the Huffy Wildfire, and sister had the Huffy Wildflower. See, Sam's the kind of people I was jealous of. He said, I had a pretty sweet Mongoose that I got from OK Bicycle Shop because I grew up in Oakley. I had like six bikes stolen over my childhood. Listen, Sam, I had one of my best friends, still dearest friends, that grew up downtown as well. There, if anything was left in their front yard, right there in the garden, if there was a bicycle or a skateboard or an anything left in the front yard for over about 6 minutes, it was gone. And then we'd always have the amusement of seeing somebody ride by down the street through down. You should probably still see this, like a grown man riding a girl's bicycle, and you're wondering, you know, did he buy that one for himself? Bob says a 3-speed English racer. I don't even know what that is, Bob. I have to have looked that up. Oh, that's cool. Tony said, I had a Huffy with the deal on the grip like a motorcycle throttle. Made it sound like a motorcycle. That's cool. Oh, that's a classic. Chris says the Schwinn Stingray. That is a classic. Somebody says, I still have my Hutch worth big bucks now. I wonder what, I have no idea what happened to the Scrambler. I don't know where that bike went and what it'd be worth now. The Supermom says our childhood was different than our kids' childhood. I had a Rayleigh Chopper, a bit of a tomboy. All right, Supermom. So there it is. I don't know, it's neat to think about that first bicycle. Remember that feeling when you walked, you know, into the whatever, living room or den, wherever y'all did Christmas, and you got a bicycle? And it was like, there was no gift bigger. It was like having a brand new car there under the Christmas tree. All right, when we get back from the break, a couple things I want to get into. Number one, and I don't know, let me check here, because it looks like text did come in on my phone. Hopefully something maybe by tomorrow on this. Let's see, as I'm looking. Okay, I do have this. Okay, well, we'll preface this, because I do have an interview booked for tomorrow, as a story comes out today in yellowhammernews.com by Dylan Smith. Said Brooks, meaning Mo Brooks, Congressman Brooks, slams Speaker Pelosi's January 6th witch hunt committee and denies communications with Stop the Steal founder. This is the stuff that gets my attention. When you can boil it down to, did this happen or did this not happen? Okay, so the story out there saying, remember, we've heard this floated out, that Congressman and candidate for Senate Mo Brooks was in communications with the Stop the Steal founder. Now the text message shows up, but it looks like a one-way text message. I'll talk a little bit about this, and it looks like we do have Mo Brooks on tomorrow at 1.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
A lot of bicycle texts. This is interesting. I love this. Coming in at 343-0106. If you have bicycles you're not using or other junk around the house, too. Maybe time to call my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Maybe you got family coming in. They're coming in the end of this week. You need to get that appointment quickly. You can do that with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now, that's my buddy Trey. He's been doing it 14 years here in Mobile and Baldwin County. And that's what they do. You've got junk, they get it and get it gone. The process, which I've used here a couple times in the last year, is super easy. So you make that appointment. They find out, like, okay, well, what day works for you? I can do it on Tuesday. And they find a window of time that works for you. Then they show up. And you just walk them around and say, I want that gone, that gone, that gone, and this other thing gone, all that stuff gone, and some of that stuff gone. They'll say, okay. They quote you a price. And then you say yes, they get to work and get it gone. It's like that. I mean, to the point, like, when they cleaned out the storage unit for the radio station, not only did they get all the junk out of there, they swept the whole storage unit afterward and made it look perfect. So we got the full deposit back. Check them out. They do great work. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just call them 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Ashley, that's the truth. Ashley says, I'm loving the bicycle nostalgia conversation. The worst is if you had a flat tire and had to wait till dad got home to fix it. You remember the whole flat tire thing? And I remember I did that, Ashley, and I was given a course on fixing tires, because probably partially because dad was sick of fixing the tire. And number two, take some responsibility for your vehicle. I remember him telling me that. I'm like, it's not a vehicle, it's a bicycle. He said, it's a vehicle, it gets you places. Yes, sir. Let's see. Dan says, I do not remember what brand I had. All I remember, it was a 5-speed, and I wrecked it doing stunts so often that I had broken spokes, bent both wheels, broke the chain, ripped off the brake pad, and eventually retired it because it would no longer ride by the time I was 12. It's getting it done, Dan. That is getting it done. By the way, side note, the bikes that still had, like, the Scrambler had handbrakes. They were kind of cool, but they weren't as cool for skidding as, like, some of the older ones, like some of the older Schwinns that had the, you know, you just mash the pedal backwards and you got the brakes. Those were perfect for tearing out in the gravel there where two streets met. I think that was a Stingray. And Chris was talking about he had that Stingray. Let's see. Maximus sending me pictures of the bike. Sweet. Listen to this. So Tusker says he had a 1972 green Schwinn with a banana seat, bell, basket, and tassels. Don't know the model. It was his first bike when he was living in Laos. Pretty incredible. I'm glad you're here, man. Houndstooth says, do you remember the ones that had the discs for rims? He says freewheel. I remember seeing them. None of my gang of miscreants had that, but I do know what you're talking about. I remember them, but I don't remember anybody I knew had one. G-Man said, by the way, whoever designed those slim hard seats for mountain bikes should be shot. That is the truth. It's funny how much I wanted to get anywhere away from a banana seat when I was a kid. Now at my age, I'm like, if I'm going to be riding one, give me something that looks like a tractor seat on there. Don says, of course, I'm aging myself here, but I can remember once getting my bell bottoms caught in the chain of my Raleigh 10-speed. And there's some great pictures. Some of y'all still have the bikes. You ever put a Coke can on your wheel or an old baseball card? I didn't do the modifications like that. What we did, though, is consider ourselves professionals on ramping. Anywhere we could get a piece of plywood stacked up on something, boxes. I remember one time we took all the big, well, not all, but a bunch of the firewood that my parents had stacked outside and stacked it up, right? And then put the piece of plywood on it, not thinking that when the pressure of the bicycle and rider hit it, that those logs would roll out. Now, rendering it a log jam in front of where the bicycle was going. That was a couple scabs on that one. All right. This quickly, I want to talk about this and set up for tomorrow. And it has been confirmed during the break. Congressman Brooks will be on at 1 tomorrow. Story from Dylan Smith over at Yellowhammer News says the congressional inquisition into the January 6th Capitol riot has led to intense examination of communications of those who participated in the Stop the Steal movement. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi earlier this year established the U.S. House Select Committee on, we know that stuff, The committee has succeeded in its efforts to gain access to the communications of the movement's organizer, Ali Alexander, U.S. Representative Mo Brooks, who led efforts in Congress to scrutinize the 2020 presidential election results, has also emerged as a prime target of the committee. According to Politico, lawyers representing Alexander told the committee that the organizer and Brooks had a text exchange prior to January 6th. Now, you've heard this allegation probably. This is where this gets interesting. The outlet reports that Alexander indicated that he had turned over text messages to investigators, one of which he reportedly sent to the congressman. In a release, press release, Brooks's office slammed the leaking of Alexander's testimony and called for more transparency in the process. His office referred to Pelosi and the committee's investigation efforts as a witch hunt. Okay. So it says, if the witch hunt committee is going to leak witness testimony and evidence, then why shouldn't all witness testimony and evidence be public so the American people can judge for themselves the veracity of the testimony and evidence? End quote. The alleged text message, and this is what I'm getting to on this, the alleged text message outlines Alexander's intention to invite Brooks to an event in which the congressional office says he did not attend. It also suggests that Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, former President Donald Trump's national security advisor, would make contact with Brooks via a phone call. Brooks's office contends that, to the best of the congressman's knowledge, the phone conversation with Flynn never occurred. If you'll go, I'll put the story up on Twitter, but you can see. So here's what they've released. They've released this from the select committee, and you see the one side of it. You see this text, and it's going out from this Ali Alexander, okay, to Congressman Brooks. Okay. There's no response from Congressman Brooks. And even in this thing, it also said, we met years ago back in 2010 during a Tea Party when you were first elected. So that, I mean, number one, that tells me there's been no correspondence, right, between the two. I mean, it's not like, hey, when we talked last week, it's like, oh, I met you 10 years ago. And there's no response. So this is how it happens. So this can lead a newscast and say, the head of the Stop the Steal movement invited Congressman Brooks to the Stop the Steal event. Yeah, but there was no response. I mean, how many text messages you get through on your phones, political or whatever, that you don't respond to? I mean, it doesn't be this. I won't get the explanation from the congressman tomorrow. But to me, this looks like a win if Congressman Brooks is trying to distance himself from this, because just because there was a text message from somebody that had gotten his number, that, hey, you got to be, you know, come to this thing. There's, if the select committee had a response text from Congressman Brooks saying, hey, I think that's swell, I'll meet you there at 7, it's a different story. But it's just the one side. And they have this Alexander's phone, so if there was a response from Congressman Brooks, it would be right there with the other text, but it's not. So we'll get him in to talk about that tomorrow. I just thought that was, if you hear that headline today, or tonight, or whatever, then there's kind of the rest of that story, I think, is worth noting. Also, did you see the response here? I think that's interesting, conversations being driven here that Charlemagne the God, not Charlemagne from Europe, not that French Charlemagne the God, has Vice President Harris on the show, and basically says in so many words, who's the president here? Is it Joe Manchin or Joe Biden? And Vice President Harris gets pretty direct here and says it's Joe Biden and continues to defend Joe Biden. And says something to the effect of, don't act like a Republican here, asking that question. Well, listen, guys asking a question. I mean, coming off the news of the weekend, I think that was probably a fair question to be asking here. But what I thought was interesting, too, is what is making news out there when you look at, like, let's say a vaccine story or this political story. You have people like that are not in the mainstream media belt, right? You have Charlemagne the God and Joe Rogan. Those are two that are making... Isn't that kind of interesting? That if you go through and look who's being quoted here and on the political stories, you've got cable news networks and mainstream news networks with stables full of talking heads, but they're not driving the news cycle. It's the people in the alternative media out there. I just thought that was a... an interesting take on it. All right, coming back, grab your calls, 343-0106.
is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Check in with my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry here in the... We're serious, y'all. Dudes, it's shopping week. Angelo, can you back me up on this?
Absolutely. I know when you were here just the other day, we were talking about, you know, it's 1 week away. Well, guys, this is the week. This is it. And by the way, lots of folks were listening Friday. They've been challenging us for that 10-minute rule. 10 minutes in and out, we've been able to get it done.
Yeah, and that, y'all, we talked about this, and there are some people that are browsers and shoppers, and I get it, and y'all have got that for it, but folks like me that are, you know, trying to make sure we get what we need and do it in an efficient manner, you walk in and say, I need gifts for these people, and they kind of like these things, and y'all just got ideas, and then you get the stuff bought, and you can get turned around 10, 15 minutes, you're gone.
Exactly. Well, two things that really help us out here. Huge inventory. And the ability to search through that inventory. So whether you're looking for a cool coin, a collectible gold or silver coin, a beautiful piece of jewelry, we can show you the items we've got out on display. But we also have thousands upon thousands of items that are not on display, but a couple clicks on the computer and we can pull them up and tell you what we've got, get you out the door and down the road in a hurry.
I love it. All right, so let's talk about this. People are going to take advantage of that. How they find you in the real world, online, and then talk about that radio show.
Yeah, so Real World, Midtown Mobile, 2204 Government Street, just down the street from Whataburger. Online, mobilebaycoins.com, where you can like and follow us on Facebook or on Instagram. If you want to hear Ron and I talking about coins, collectibles, gold and silver bullion, all these types of things, you can tune in every Tuesday night on FM Talk 106.5. That's right here, y'all.
All right. We'll be
7 p.m.
And we'll be seeing you soon for a repeat visit, okay? You ready for me?
Sounds like a plan.
All
hey,
right.
Buddy.
There is Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. It's interesting. They have to do another show on the bicycle. There's so many, and y'all are getting pictures of your bicycle. I found my bicycle online, not mine, but the model, the one I remember, the Schwinn Scrambler, that was such a big deal. Let's see. There's... Now we've moved into, you know, Dalton said this too. So who was it here that Adam said, I had a three-wheeler called the X-15 that steered with a center stick like a fighter jet. What could go wrong, Adam, with a three-wheeler like that? The old, the Honda, what was the, not the big red, the smaller one. Was it 185? No, or was it 110? You know, the little three-wheeler from them. They were fun, but sure did put some kids underneath them from time to time. But yeah, and Dalton pointed out growing up where he didn't do as much bicycle, but he was into, you know, vehicles with bikes with motors before most folks here. Let's see. So this one here is Super Goose nickel plated. Oh, this is from Sean in Fairhope. Super Goose nickel plated. We got the forks off of one and put them on the other to make a chopper. That was all. We always have big ideas. We always have big ideas that we're going to modify our bikes, but the things like we just didn't have the tools or the other parts to do it. Remember slipping off the pedal and it grabs the back of your shin? Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, Nick, a lot of people said baseball cards between the spokes for the motor sounds. I was familiar with it, but when I got the, finally got the Schwinn, mom and dad got me the Schwinn Scrambler that had the mags on it. So I was out of that. I didn't have regular spokes, man. I had mags. You know, we always talk about if somebody would throw, when we're having neighborhood wars, somebody could throw something between the spokes and flip somebody over the handlebars, and I was pretty sure my mags would cut through anything. And now we're getting pictures of three-wheelers as well. All right. Another couple stories here before we go to the news break here. People are asking from the beginning of the hour, so or beginning of last hour, we're talking about the Build Back Better and Manchin plan, and I mentioned this morning that there's a chance, and maybe I was doing it for effect, but there's a chance that Manchin might flip parties. You know, it wouldn't be, I mean, where Manchin is politically makes, it's funny, what makes Manchin very center, very right for a Democrat, okay, still wouldn't still wouldn't frame him as a Republican in a lot of places in the South. But we got to remember, and I know West Virginia is different. West Virginia is a lot more like the South than the Mid-Atlantic. You got to remember given states, right, and where the politics are. Because people will often say they'll see a Republican, well, that rhino this and rhino that, and you have a Republican that's running in a purple state. Well, of course, that's the most conservative Republican that could win. So when you do the compare and contrast of people that are elected in different states and you try to put them through the litmus test of what it means to be a conservative or a Republican where you are, got to remember, you got to balance that a little bit because different states have, I mean, it's just like if we had, okay, if the kind of Democrat that would win, let's say we had a situation where Democrats could win in the state of Alabama, the kind of Democrat that would win in the state of Alabama, and you took that Democrat to California, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to run as a Republican. So just remember that in that mansion conversation. Just kind of, all states aren't the same. Oh, the Omicron surge here. Here's the latest update, and it's out of the United Kingdom. I really want to know. I'm not asking this in a like I already have my mind made up way, but which one are we supposed to go to? Because we were told that Omicron was really a lot less lethal is not the word I should use. It's very virulent, they say, because it can spread easily, but it doesn't have the effects. The symptoms aren't as bad. But now we hear, like, the United Kingdom is shut down from Omicron. This from the AP said, Britain's main nurses union warned today that exhaustion and surging coronavirus cases among medical staff. Okay, wait a second. Aren't they all vaccinated, the medical staff in the United Kingdom? Okay. Surging coronavirus cases among medical staff are pushing them to the breaking point, adding to the pressure of the government for new restrictions to curb the record number of infections driven by the Omicron variant. Okay, I could believe if they're saying it's more infectious, you could have the number of infections, but why are they crushing the hospitals there? So the warning throws into stark relief the unpalatable choice Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces, wreck holiday plans for millions for a second year running, or face potential tidal wave of cases and disruption. Many governments in Europe and the U.S. are confronting similar dilemmas over how hard to come down in the face of Omicron, which scientists say spreads more easily than other coronavirus strains, including Delta, which I called extra crispy, yet original recipe, extra crispy, which itself led to surges in many parts of the world. Early evidence suggests Omicron may also produce less serious illness. I mean, Dalton, am I being stupid here? Am I missing something? Early evidence suggests Omicron may also produce less serious illness. So why is it the record number of people in the hospital? Goes on to say, even if it's milder, the new variant could still overwhelm health systems because of the sheer number of infections. But if they're not getting as sick, do they have to go to the hospital? It said confirmed coronavirus cases in the UK have surged by 60% in a week as Omicron took over Delta as the dominant variant. So we have a new champion. It's Omicron. But I'm having problems here that I can see, okay, this is more virulent, it spreads further, but once again, why is it, if it's so much less symptomatic, you're less sick with it, then why is it, I'm still missing something here, why is it crushing the hospitals? It says earlier this month, Boris Johnson's government reinstated rules requiring face masks in shops and ordered people to show proof of vaccination or negative coronavirus test before entering nightclubs or other crowded venues. Government's hoping vaccine boosters will offer more protection against Omicron, as the data suggest. But we just had the story that you have, like, and I'm just, there's probably more, a lot more people than this, but it was just a higher profile story. You had Senators Booker and Warren both had the had the boosters, and they still got it, and they still got Omicron. So, I'm sorry. I looked through these, and I'm not saying it's a conspiracy of bad information is what it is. You know, I know it's not as exciting as a in-depth conspiracy ripped from some novel or something, but don't you think it's fair to ask if this thing is the symptoms are milder, but they're saying that the hospitals are being crushed by the number of people. Which one is it? I mean, it's all right. We'll have to watch this. I'm not sure. He says a South African doctor claiming UK is wildly overreacting. Thank you for the memes here. I see no problem here. What don't you understand, Sean? We've been lied to for 2 years and counting, says Damn Yankee. Jason says they're exaggerating the narrative, quite possibly. Supermom says, do we have classic flu anymore? Is it gone forever? So that's been a popular thing to talk about. And I'll say this. So my crew, get this, my crew last year got the flu. Everybody except me in the house. They got the, like the, so the people who say the flu doesn't exist anymore, except for the Sullivans. And last year, so the wife and kids got sick. And I'm like, oh gosh, here we go, right? They go and get tested, and they're like, yeah, y'all don't have coronavirus, which they ended up getting this summer. But at that point, they said, nope, you got the flu. So anybody who said the flu didn't exist, it did come to our house this last winter. So people are talking about the flu. It doesn't – well, I know you're saying it doesn't exist anymore because it's all made up, but it did hit our house, so for what it's worth. Moz says, when you don't have to pay for something, you're more likely to go to the hospital for a runny nose, socialized medicine. Moz, I think Moz may win this one. That may be it. Maybe that's what helps me understand this, is because we are looking at a socialized medicine model. But, Moz, if you weren't really feeling sick, and even if it was for free, you're going in there, and you thought that maybe that's what they're doing. They're trying to scare people away from the hospitals. Because, if you're not real sick, would you be going in there? Yeah, probably not, right? So maybe that's the reason why. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. And Doesn't Have Meta says, I know several people with the flu right now. So there you go. I know that destroys that whole subgenre of discussion, but there still is flu. I just hope y'all stay healthy. I hope I stay healthy. How about that? All right, coming back, April Douglas, our guest right here on Midday Mobile. All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and time for a checkup. And April Douglas with Bayview Professional Services joining us, Associates joining us. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Good to see you.
Thank you. You as well.
Let's talk about this. Bayview Professional Associates and transcranial magnetic stimulation. That's a lot of syllables
there.
It's
a bunch of words, isn't it?
Yeah.
We like to shorten it to TMS. It's much easier to pronounce, but transcranial magnetic stimulation. So
okay.
TMS.
So
that's what we call it.
What is TMS?
Perfect. It is really life-saving for a lot of people, or life-changing for people who've maybe struggled with depression their whole life and have tried different treatments and failed. And it just gives them a new hope. It's really neat. It's like new age science. It's technology.
Right.
They map out your brain, and they use these magnets and stick them on there, and they tap out little sensations to help regenerate those nerve cells that produce those happy chemicals in your brain that maybe weren't working before.
Really? So there's something that maybe isn't firing in that brain, and they...
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's really life-changing, like I said.
You and I talked before we went on there about depression, and people sometimes throw that term around.
Right.
Right.
It's,
I'm so depressed. This is depressing.
We're all guilty. We always say, I'm really depressed today, or that's depressing, when really it's just we're sad.
Right.
Depression truly is something. It's a serious mental health condition that affects one in five people.
That many.
Right. Yes. But the good news, Sean, is that it's treatable. You don't have to live with depression. And, before I started working in mental health care, suicide is a symptom of depression.
It's weird to hear it called a suicide. You're
never
being
heard
accurate,
that.
But it's...
Yeah. Suicide is a symptom of something, but depression is a sickness. And so if left untreated, it could end in suicide. And so this gives people that hope for something new. But yes, we're all guilty of that, throwing that term around. I'm just depressed. But really, you're sad. Depression is...
So this has been chronic for people. People come see you. This has been a chronic battle with depression.
Yes. These are people who have tried medication after medication after medication. And a lot of those medications, Sean, have serious, you know, side effects that they really prefer just to live without. They'd prefer mm-hmm. the depression versus the nausea or the headaches or they're just not feeling like themselves. You know, I did have the opportunity to meet a young man. He's a teenager. Well, early adult, early 20s, when you're old like us. Anyone in their 20s is a teenager,
yeah,
right?
They're all kids, yeah.
Yes. So he could barely walk. I'm just kidding. but I met him and he was undergoing the TMS and he said his parents were just, they were so thrilled to have him back. For so long, he was not himself. He was, you know, just not living his life. He saw his friends that were in their 20s going to college or doing this and hanging out, and he wasn't because of his depression. But his parents were like, well, let's try this last treatment. Let's just try it. And, you know, at first, it can be a little scary when you think about hooking things up to your brain, but it's non-invasive, so there's no anesthesia. You can leave and drive home the same afternoon.
Okay.
But, he said his parents were like, we have our son back. And he, you could just see the difference, like before and after. It's amazing. It really is life changing.
So this is, I mean, people, you talk about the medications people have been on. Somebody is just at the end of the road with that.
Yes.
And this, or you have somebody maybe that doesn't want to get on pills.
Right. Who, you know, that's a lot of the problem sometimes, you know, I've learned in people who have mental health issues is they start taking the medication and they feel better. So they think they don't need it anymore. And then it gets worse. Or they remember how the medication made them feel and they'll just kind of struggle through it. Or they'll decide to take their own life because that's...
Like you said, it's a symptom.
It is. Isn't that just... I'd never... John Conrad, who's incredible, he usually would be here in this seat, but he's working, right?
Because they're busy doing...
They're busy helping people.
Right.
So I get to be here to talk to you. But he described it that way to me, and it really just stuck with me that suicide's a symptom of a disease.
It is.
It is.
It's, and this is a treatment for a disease. Like if we had any other disease, it would be good to go look for a treatment and get the most options possible. And this is one of those options. Let me ask you about this because this is kind of, to me, it's new. It may not be, but to me, it's new. Is this something that insurance covers?
Yes. Thankfully, most insurance plans do cover TMS. You just need to call us and you don't have to be a patient of Bayview. You could come from your own doctor just for the treatment. So just give us a call, find out if it is covered by your insurance, but it is covered by most private insurance plans.
Is it, so once we meet there, is it set up on a schedule? Is it a, you know, come back in a week? Is it come back every 2 days? What is that like, April?
Okay. It is. You have to come back. It's 45 minutes a session.
Okay.
And typically you'll come every day that week.
Okay.
For 40. So you have to have the time to be able to do it. But like I said, it's non-invasive and it's 6 weeks.
Right.
So
you get right back in the car. You're not on any kind of pills or anything,
You're, and most people, they don't say they have any side effects or symptoms. Maybe just the tap, tap, tap. Maybe that's part of it. A small, maybe small headache, but nothing like what the medication was giving them. So it's definitely bearable. It's non-invasive, not cutting in anything. You're not put under. You just sit. And it's really neat. You sit in the machine. I've seen it before.
Okay.
I haven't sat through the process, but I've seen the machine. They sit in it. They've mapped your brain out. They stick the magnets to your brain, and then the session just goes tap, 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 tap.
So, I mean, when you say mapped your brain out, too, so they've figured out where they need to do the stimulation. Like,
exactly.
Would it be, like, different, like, for two people? Like,
well, it would be different. Yours would be different than mine, because the brain activity would show where those nerve cells aren't firing, where that happy chemical is not reaching. They would say, okay, let's look at Sean's brain. Okay. Well, we see, and, you know, I'm sure there are certain names for certain parts of the brain, but we see in this part of the brain that nerve cell is not working right. The chemical is not reaching it. So let's tap that out to hopefully make that chemical reach that. You know, when your kids hug you.
Amazing
it
stuff.
Is, I mean, science. Who knew, right?
Science. Yeah.
It's incredible. It's very incredible.
So it's you're getting a custom treatment for your brain.
It's designed for you.
This is
designed for you.
All right. So once again, you don't have to be a current client.
You do not.
Nope. You can have that referral. You can come over. Mm-hmm. And once again, to get in touch with y'all at Bayview Professional Associates, what's the best way? What's the best route?
All right. Here's the phone number. So grab a pen. I'll repeat it a couple of times. It's 251-660-2360. 251-660-2360. You can call Bayview to find out how to get worked in, how to just get a, to find out if it will work for you. And hopefully it will, because I have seen it work with others and I've heard their testimony and it's inspiring.
Now, you're talking to so many people and so many people that love somebody dealing with this right now. And if they're They can say TMS and
TMS.
They don't have to try the long word.
I knew I was going to mess that word up, so that was right off the bat. I was like, I'm going to tell Sean it's TMS.
So yes. TMS.
TMS.
That's all you got to do is tell them a TMS when you call Bayview Professional Associates. April Douglas, thank you for your time.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.